Let's continue discussing the halachas of yichud. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Ebn Ezra, Simcha of Beis, Sif Hei, the Mechaber says as follows: "Let is yachad isha achas afilu v'nashem habe. One woman may not be alone even with many men. Adcha tia ishta she'echam emsham. Unless one of those men has their wife there, so since that man has his wife there, he's not going to do any avera, he's not going to do anything wrong with any of the women there. And once he's not part of the situation, because his wife is there, he's a protection, and no one else will do anything wrong, because they're all scared and embarrassed of him. One man should not be alone, even with many women. So according to the Mechaber, one man cannot be alone together with many women, and one woman cannot be alone together with many men. Haga, the Rama says, one woman could be alone with two men as long as they're kosher men. This machlokes b'chaber and the Rama is really based on machlokes v'shenim coming out of the Gemara. The Gemara says that which one woman cannot be alone with two or more men is only if they're anashim prutzim. Prutzim means prosta people, not such kosher Jews. But if it's anashim ksherim, then it's okay. Now, what are the qualifications to be called kosher? The Rambam seems to be of the opinion that we don't have men nowadays who we can rely on the Gatzer Anashim Ksheir. This is based on the fact that in the Gemara itself, there's a discussion of what's called Ksheir. There's a story with Rav and Rav Yehuda are going on the way, and there's a woman coming towards them. The Gemara Kedushim Pe'alef and Aleph. Rav told Rav Yehuda, let's go away, Dal Karech, let's run away, go a different direction, become a Gehenna. Should end up in Gehenna. So Rav Yehuda asked his Rebbe Rav, what do you mean, Mar the Omer? My Rebbe, you said that Ksheir, with Ksheir it's okay. So Rav said back to Rabbi Yehuda, who says Ksher means people like us, like me and you. Maybe Ksher means the Khanina Rapapi Vachavera, we're very, very choshava, Heluga, holy Jews. Maybe that's what it means. But maybe us, we're not considered Ksher. Now, the Rambam therefore feels, if Rav and Rabbi Yehuda cannot be certain, cannot be confident they're considered Ksher, so who could be sure is considered Ksher? Therefore, the Rambam holds that one woman cannot be together with two or more men. However, the Rama is going with the Shita of all the Rishonim, the Rosh, and the Torah, to hold that if it's anashim ksherim, it's okay. As long as anashim ksherim, then two men is okay. If it's anashim prutzim, then their masses later on, stam anashim ksherim. But if they're prutzim, even with 10 men, it'll be a problem. So, Ashkenazim usually do that to Rama, assuming that we're dealing with Ashkenazim. So one man cannot be alone with two women. It's a yichud, we say it's only drabbanon, it's not deraisa, we keep drabbanons also. However, the opposite case, two men and one woman, as long as the two men kosher for men, that would be okay for them to be alone together with one woman. Now the question is, that's if they're both kosher. What if we have echad kosher and echad paritz? One man is kosher and one man is paritz. He's not such a kosher Jew. So then, I don't know if the paritz is too concerned about the halachas, but the kosher, he wants to know, does he have isa yichud or not? Is the paritz a protection for him? And the isha also, she's a regular from Jewish lady, and she also wants to know what her situation is. She wants to know if she's okay or if she's not okay in this scenario. So my sits machlekes. The Marshal in Yam Shleima, he says that it's okay. Even the parts himself is not so kosher, but the kosher is there, and that's enough that you know that the control that nothing's gonna go wrong to the parts and the Isha. And the parts himself, whatever he is, he's enough of a shmira, nothing's gonna happen to the kosher and the Isha, since the parts is actually there. The Rachmanim is not like that, we can understand very much why it's been not like that. The parts is not so kosher, so we're not going to rely on him to be a protection for anybody. And therefore, the Shav Yankiv, he says that the parts is not a protection, and if you have Echad Kosher, Echad parts together with the Isha, it's not going to be okay. It's Machlokes Achronim. They're really dealing with Rabban the Gishayel over here. So technically, Allah has suffered Rabban Lekula, because since even if it's not good, even two Prutzim with one lady, we said, cannot be more than Isad Rabbanim, it will keep Rabbanim, Echad Kosher, Echad parts, Machlokes Achronim, there is room to be lenient. So if one's able to be machmer, it would definitely be better to be machmer. However, if one has to be lenient, there definitely is room to be lenient. Now, let's discuss a potential scenario over here. I recently got a shiloh, a man reached out to me, that his wife has a high-level position in a certain corporation, and her boss, who's a kosher from Jewish man, seems to want her to come along with him for a trip to from here from New Jersey to California for an important business meeting he's having over there. And the boss, he travels on a private jet. So now it seems that the boss might want to take her along on a private plane trip to California. Now, who's going to be on the plane? So I asked this man, who's going to be there with them? Just them on the plane? He's like, I don't know. For all we know, it might just be the boss. The guy tells the boss, my wife, and the pilot. Now, the pilot, we're going to assume, is a parts. It's probably not a firm gentleman who got trained to be a pilot. It's probably a parts. The boss is a kosher. He's a regular from kosher gentleman. So we have Echa kosher, Echa parts, and this woman on the plane. Now, it's machlokes achronim, and technically, there's shirurim to be made. But there's a few factors over here why it would not be as such. First of all, because the pilot might be sitting in his cabin in the front, and they're going to be sitting behind him separate over there. Now, the pilot is flying the plane, so he can't really stop and turn around and go to where they are, because that would be pretty dangerous. I mean, the plane would crash. So the pilot is pretty much confined to this place in the front, in his cabin where the pilot sits. And they're going to be sitting separately in the back. So the pilot's not really much of a shmira over here, in the role of, even as I say, a paritz, some level of shmira, if he's sitting together with the kosher and the isha. But this paritz is the pilot sitting flying the plane. He's not really worth very much as a protection. Another factor is, the halacha that even tukshim with one woman is good enough. I was saying that Mokum Atzarech, relying on Marshal, the Echad Kosher, the Echad Parts, if one lady is good enough, is only if they're Be'ir. But if it's Bederech, the Mos says, it's based on the Gemara, that two Tarmas we do not rely on two Ksheim with one Isha. Bederech, if they're traveling, and the second case that we do not rely on two men with one woman, is even if it's Be'ir, but Belayla, it's at night. Bederech, if they're traveling, we're afraid that even if you have two Ksheim with one woman, we're afraid that one of the two Ksheim might have to step out, to use the bathroom. In the old days, they went wherever they went. For to use the facilities. So then you have one kosher and the isha left alone. Now, I don't know on this plane exactly how it works, where the facilities are, but there's some sort of arrangement. I don't know if it's possible to stop, but on the runway before they take off or after landing, you have to know exactly what the circumstances are. There might be a scenario, they're traveling on a big trip over here, the pilot might have to use the facilities, whether right before the flight or right after. He can't go anywhere when he's flying. Also, Belayla, at night, we don't rely on two men alone with one woman, and the reason is because maybe one of the people will fall asleep, and then he left one kosher and one isha. So then I'm not sure if it's a concern over here. I don't know if there's a concern. Pilot's hopefully not going to fall asleep while he's flying the plane. Even on the runway, before takeoff and after landing, I don't know if there's a concern that he's going to fall asleep. It's not a scenario which is typical for someone to fall asleep. But you do have the other possibility that right before takeoff or after landing, he'll go use the bathroom or something like that on the plane, and then they can be left alone. Altogether, it's not so great. A long flight, this one Jewish man with this woman, pilot sitting in the front of his own cabin, I'm not sure how much protection that is. He's sitting in the front of the cabin over there where the pilot sits flying the plane. So I told this fellow that it's not such a good idea. I don't think you want your wife going on this flight together with her boss and just the pilot. He told me it's possible other people will be on the plane. I'm not sure exactly what it means, in a private jet flying all the way from New Jersey to California. In the end, the whole trip was canceled and never played out Halacha L'maisa. So we didn't get to see what really would have happened. We see how these cases do play out Halacha L'maisa even nowadays. Now another question that arises is what's considered a parts? What's a parts? There must have stamen nashim makshir. However, Moshe writes in the Tshuva, Neven Ezra, Chilgal, Simon Samachay, where he discusses many different yichud cases we've quoted from in the past. Moshe writes, any person, even if he's from, if he knows himself that he's not so certain that he's safe, that he will not be involved in an aver, Moshe says that he should view himself l'chumra as a parts. He should treat himself as a parts, and not rely on the heter of two nashim makshir together with the isha. Now, I'm not sure if we can apply for that, what Ramosh holds to Echel Kosher and Echel Parts. This man views himself as a Parts. The other man is still a Kosher. Maybe both people over there are not trusting themselves and are afraid of their Prutzim. But you see in Ramosh, that's not so simple. That's Tam and Lashem Sheirim. The person knows about himself, Lev Yedeh, Maris Nafsha, if he knows that he should be careful, that he should not treat himself as a Kosher and should not be Mekel, two men, two Lashem Sheirim with one woman. Rav Vosner and Sheva Levi says that Parts, any person that we see that is parts, any that's related to the topic of Arias, is considered a parts, and would not have the heter of two men with one woman. For example, Rav Vosner says that a man who watches television is considered a parts, and would not have the heter, stay in Ashok Shem with one woman. Rav Vosner would probably say that today someone has open internet, which doesn't have proper filters, that would be the same as someone years ago who watched television, and would have the status of a parts, and would not have the heter of two men with one woman. Does not necessarily agree upon Allah L'maisa. I found the notes of a Chasher Rav in New York who for 30 years asked his Shilas as a Rav to Gerner Dov Feinstein Tzal, and he asked Dov Feinstein this question. I'm not sure if he thought of his own, or if he saw the Tshuva Sheva Levi from Rav Vosner. Rav Dov told him that someone watches television, he's in general from person, but he watches television, he's not considered a part of this halacha. It seems that Rav Dov understands that since there are people who are Orthodox Jews who keep Torah Mitzvahs, Lamaisa, they do watch television, we don't find necessarily that the Nofetz and Arayis and the Gila Arayis, therefore does not lose his status as a Kasha. Rav Dov was not saying that's okay to watch television, he was not saying that's okay to have open internet without proper filters. Rav Dov said that he does not have the status of a parts. Therefore one could rely on that, like Abba's halacha of Prutz Mekshayim, of two men being alone together with one woman. Now, let's discuss some other scenarios of yichud that could come up. It's different, the instances that come up, and they really come up on a fairly regular basis. Let's say you have a man and a woman who are left alone in the office after hours, and they're from people, and they're trying to figure out, what do we do to get around the isser of yichud? Let's start with the scenario of yichud. So a solution that some people suggest is let one of them lock themselves in their office. If they're working in separate offices, obviously each room has a lock, let either the man or the woman lock themselves in their office until after the other one leaves. So after the other one leaves, they'll leave second, communicate by phone, they'll know who left first, who left second. Let's say the man locks himself in the office, and eventually the woman finishes working, she'll leave, and the man will let himself out, or vice versa, the woman will lock herself in, and then when the man leaves, she'll let herself out. So does that help? What do we say? No, they're alone together in this office. And because the door is locked, well, if they want to live there together, so whichever one locked the door, we just unlock the door, and they'll be together just like that. So does that help? This child could come up at someone's house on a private basis, but very common this comes up in offices after hours. So how do we deal with this? So this is really a massive machlokes apaiski. Rav Moshe in the tshuva, on the aforementioned tshuva that we quoted before, Rav Moshe says that's not good. He says that even if the woman locks herself in her office, in her cubicle, in her room, but... good, so that means the man can't force her to do anything, but maybe the man will convince her to willingly want to be together with him. So, and she'll unlock the door for him. So if the two of them are the only one in the general office, the fact she locked herself in her room, Rav Moshe says, not a help. And certainly the man locked himself in his room, he can just lock himself out, is not going to be worth anything according to Rav Moshe. The Chazon Ish, he's Metzadeh L'Hokol, and the Sefer Chazon Ish, and Dvar Halacha brings Halach L'Maisa, the Chazon Ish passing like this, that if the woman locks herself in her room, that's okay. Since the derech is, the man comes to the woman, so if she locks herself in her room, he can't get to her, then it's okay. The opposite, if the man locks himself in his room, that's not going to help any. If the woman locks herself in her room, so that's going to be okay. So it's very simple. The man locks himself in his room is not going to help. But let her lock herself in her cubicle in her room, and if the man finishes work and he leaves, he'll notify her that he's gone, he left. At that point, she can unlock the door to her room, to her cubicle, her office, and go out from the hallway and leave the office. So we have a solution according to the Chazon Ish. Shalos Tshuvos Samos Chaim, which is really somebody who spoke and learned a lot with the Gaon of Yisrael Chaim Zonnefeld itself from Yishlaim. He was the guy in the Bedat Echereis in Yishlaim in the early 1900s, about approximately 100 years ago. He brings that Yisrael Chaim Zonnefeld was B'daik in the Mishtabrua, or it's actually a Sharatzin. It's at the end of Chelek Beis Mishtabrua, that over there it's before, it's talking about a person sleeping in the house by himself. Shouldn't sleep by himself, someone else in the room, someone out of the room. And the Mishtabrua and the Sharatzin, it's before in the case of Yichud, it talks about if you lock yourself in your room to get rid of Yichud. Oh, so you see that if you lock yourself in your room, it gets rid of Yichud. And it seems pretty clear, it's talking about the man over there locked himself in his room to get rid of Yichud. So you see that the Mishtabrua is of the opinion, the man locking himself in the room, that gets rid of Yichud. You know, it's talking about night, the bedtime over there. So that's pretty strong backing for being Mekel, that either one, the man locking himself in the room helps. For sure the lady is more Mekel. For sure the lady is more Kal. She can lock herself in the room. After the Kusayimach of that, you know, at night of bedtime, definitely by day in the office, you can rely on that. So there are three women like this. Rav Moshe's Machmer, either one locked themselves in the room is not going to be good enough. It's Chaim Zonnefeld's B'daik in the Mishtabrua, either one locking themselves in the room is good enough. And the Chazon Ish is in between. She locks herself in the room, then it's good. If he locks herself in the room, it's not good. So obviously, it's preferable to try to avoid the scenario entirely. Rav Moshe's Machmer on it. If one stalks, so they still get the Chazon Ish, the wife should lock herself in her room. If you're really stuck, for some reason it's not an option, it can't work the way, it has to be the other way. The only way you can do it is the man locks himself in his room. But my son, Yisrael Chaim Zonnefeld, was a dyke in the Mishtabrua, he passed an halacha, that's okay. And I saw in the notes of this Chasharov, they discussed it with Dov Feinstein, or Dov Feinstein B'Shaas of Chag, which means if you're really stuck, you can be semech on that dyke in the Mishtabrua, and the man locked himself in his room, that will be sufficient. Now the Shulchan Aruch brings a heter in the Hilchos Yichud, it's in Sif Yud. Shulchan Aruch says that mutl siyachid, a man's allowed to be siyachid with two women, if those two women are women who don't get along with each other so well. You have shnei tzaras, two co-wives, on this they have polygamy, so a man can have two wives. So those co-wives are obviously always in competition with each other. So a man could be siyachid with those two tzaras because they're tzaras zulazu. Neither one's going to do anything wrong, he's afraid the other one's going to get them in trouble. Or shnei avamis, two women who could potentially become tzaras through yibum. Or Isha Vachamaisa, a woman with a mother-in-law. Or Isha and Bas Baila, a woman with her husband's daughter, like a stepdaughter. It's like to the man's second marriage to this woman, and he has a daughter from his first marriage. Or Isha Bas Chamaisa. Or you can be Mesiachel with a woman and her sister-in-law, if the way it's a sister-in-law is that it's the mother-in-law's daughter. No, it's the husband's sister. That form of sister-in-law is also okay. They don't get along with each other so well. In Mechabas, they're not going to cover up for each other, and therefore, one man with these two women is okay. All right, so the scenario presents itself. The local might still apply the same nowadays. I don't know how common this is. Then the Shulchan Aruch has a different case. In Misha, Yesh, Matinek, Katana. A man can be alone together with a woman who has with her a young child. She adas tam bia. She knows the taste of bia. But she wouldn't give herself over the bia. She herself would not do an aver. She's not old enough to have the Tzahara herself, so to speak. She ain't a mazana for now. She would not be mazana in front of her. She megala soda, because this girl might avoid the secret. So you see that you have the concept of a shomer. If you have someone there that they're old enough to understand what's going on, but they're not themselves party to the yichud, the Issa yichud, so that's a protection that saves everyone else who's there from the Issa yichud. So really, we already had this concept before, because we said at the beginning of the shir, the Shulchan Aruch said in Sefei, that the mechabers of the opinion, that many men, even shame, cannot be alone with one woman, unless one of these men has his wife there. Why? Once his wife's there, his wife protects him, and once his wife's protecting him, he's a protection for everyone else. If not, why this man's wife herself, her presence is not protection for everyone else. I guess it's a scenario that she's not in the room, so she's not an active protection for everyone there. But the fact that she's ishtam shamrosa, she's around, she's somewhere in the house or somewhere in the chutzah, in the backyard or on the block, that's good enough. It's a protection for the husband, and once the husband's protected, he's a protection for everyone else. You see that once he's not part of this yichud, he's a protection for everyone else. So here also you have the concept of a child who's there, and this child is not old enough that they themselves are doing avera. They don't have the Yitzhar yet, so to speak, but they're old enough that, you know, they understand, they pick up a little what's going on. So then they can be a shomer for yichud. So it can happen sometimes that, you know, sometimes a man has to go to work on Sunday, typically he only works during the week, he has to go to work on Sunday, and there's a lady also from the company who has to go to work that Sunday. Say, you know, accountants, taxis, very common to have that. So what they can do about yichud? So if one of them brings along, sometimes on Sunday, the kids are home from school, you bring along a kid, you know, sometimes the kid likes to go to, you know, to father's office, mother's office, bring along the kid, give the kid something to play with, some, you know, some papers to call up in the office or something to do over there. And the kid can be a shemer from this yichud. So what age child is a shemer from this yichud? So the Chaznish talks about this, or at least brought definitely to Halacha from the Chaznish, that from the age of 6 years old, the kid's considered a shemer. Now, it seems clear that a girl is considered a shemer from an earlier age than a boy. It's not just that she turns bas mitzvah before the boy turns bas mitzvah. Girls, in general, consider that younger age more aware of intimacy and these types of concepts. They have more awareness, they pick up on it faster. So, but girls, it's accepted to make up from the age of 5. A boy from the age of 6. Till what age? Some say till bas mitzvah you can make up. Many places can say only till the age of 9. Especially find that boy from the age of 9, he's a regular lebia, we find that he himself might be subject to yichud from that point. But for the age of, by a girl 5, by a boy 6, really depending a little on the how advanced the kid is in these areas, until the age of 9, we would count the kid as a shomer. Never giving exact ages, not everyone agrees to that. The Arachorim was saying, Taka, it's not the exact age. There's Chuvas from the Shalas Chuvas Beis Shlomo, the Shalas Chuvas Yasko Avni, the Arachorim from Europe, that say it depends on the child. Some say it depends once the child's old enough, it's only a girl, to be a shomer, old enough that she'll be uncomfortable, she'll be embarrassed to get undressed in front of men. Others say, it depends, the Yasko Avni says, depends on the development of the child. You have to know your kid. At what age you can use them as a shomer. But somewhere approximately that age of 5 or 6 until they reach the age of 9. Now, to rely on a kid as a shomer is only during daytime hours, like going to work on a Sunday. But if it's in someone's private house, it's a question of relying on the kid at night. Once it reaches the hour of night and the kid is liable to fall asleep or to go to sleep, then you have to have two kids, you have to have two shomer. Like we said before, that one man, according to the Ma, and Ashkenazim, we do this, that one man cannot be with two women, but one woman could be together with two anashim shomer, with two men. If it's Belilah, if it's a night, and someone's liable to fall asleep, they need three, then you have to have an extra one. So, night for adults means the time, it doesn't mean go by Shkiach, Shkiachachama, or Tzeschachavim. For adults, night goes by the time of night that a man is liable, adult is liable to choose to go to sleep or to conk out and fall asleep, even if they didn't want to. Try to stay up to be a shomer. If they're liable to conk out, to make it to a night, you need an extra shomer. And for kids also, it goes by kids' bedtime, the time of evening that the kid is liable to go to be put to bed or to fall asleep. At that point, one kid is not a shomer, you have to have two children to be a shomer. Now, so we said a person can be a shomer. In fact, you can have that if a man has to be alone with a woman, whether at home or at work, if you have another person, another firm person, a Jewish person, and you arrange with them, they're liable to pop in at any point, that can also serve as a shomer. Because this man and woman would not do anything wrong, someone might pop in them, as long as the person who's popping in doesn't have to wait to get buzzed in. If they have access, if they have to ring the bell and get buzzed in, it's not going to work. But if they could just walk in, it would be nice for them to knock and then walk in, they would just knock and walk in on their own, they qualify for a shomer. Now you should not make up with them, they should come one time to check up. Because then after they come one time to check up, you know they're not coming back. So rather than speeding, they come one, two, three times, possibly a few times to come check up. And then you know they have a shmirah. Because since this person is liable to pop in, there has to be a realistic chance that they're really going to come. Because we have such that you'd be embarrassed to get undressed in the house then, because someone might just like walk in on you. So that's enough, realistic enough, that this outside person qualify for a shomer. Now, goy is not considered a shomer. Even though there's no yichud, if a man and woman are alone together on a street full of goyim, and we said that even Pesach Masuch HaShtarabim, said from before shomer, that in the goyish neighborhood, you can rely on the street of goyim, the Pesach Masuch HaShtarabim. But here, it's not there's no actual yichud. There's yichud going on, the man and woman are alone. We're relying on a shomer to mafkia, to remove this of yichud. So that shomer has to be a yid. But if that shomer is going to be a goy or someone who's a paritz, then we're not going to be able to rely on them for a shomer. Now the question comes up, what about video cameras? What if the men and women are alone, they can't get anyone to check up, but there's a video camera, and someone can check up on the video camera. This question comes up all the time. You have a man who has a female secretary, the man's wife on a practical basis is not liable to pop out on him, but she could see whether on some video camera or on her phone, she can watch, can track everything that's going on in the office. So again, if it's realistic that she's tracking it, maybe pick some zaydik person, some outside person to be a shomer, and they're going to check up on the video camera. As long as it's realistic, they're really going to from time to time check up, and watch it. They should be checking it live, not just relying on them checking the footage one day. They can be checking up live what's going on. So that's a potential solution to the issur of yichud. You know, when there's a, sometimes happens a chubas nidah. If a kala by the time of a chasna is a nidah, it doesn't happen so often nowadays. People work out the dates of the chasna, that it shouldn't be at the kala's nidah then. If the dates aren't certain, or if the kala will take a pill for the last couple weeks before it to avoid the risk of chubas nidah. But once in a while it still comes up, you have the kala was a nidah at the time of the chasna. So it's a question where the young couple is going to go that night after the chasna. There's also an issue about the yichud room. They can't have yichud alone together in the yichud room, the chasakal, the kal's nidah. So conventionally what was done was, he had a child, like a 5, 6, 7-year-old child, hiding in the yichud room, and this way it wasn't really yichud. There's a big stigma attached to that, the chasakal afraid, his kid's going to go out, he's going to tell his friends, I was probably alone in the room with the chasakal. He's going to tell his parents, he's going to tell everyone. Everyone's going to know. So he tried to take a kid in the family, or he take a kid that doesn't know anybody, so he's not going to know whose yichud room he was in. Nowadays, somebody's going to say, put a video camera in the room, and the parents, or the in-laws, the parents anyway know what's going on. So one of the parents will watch, will check up periodically during the time of the yichud, will check up on the video camera, what they're doing, and this will know nothing go wrong. Best is if someone's watching the whole time of the video camera. Then we can rely on that, it's such a makom tzarich, that it's not considered yichud. So the question comes up then, about an escape room. Now, I deal with young couples a lot, so sometimes I get a question from a chassan, chassakala want to go, or sometimes even boy and girl are dating, but more commonly it comes up, chassakala, they want to go in an escape room together. It come up at work also. You can have a party at work, and it's taking place somewhere where there's an escape room, and there's a man and a woman, for some reason, want to go together in an escape room. So I don't recommend it. Co-workers, man and woman should go together in an escape room. It doesn't sound like everything's okay, even before you get to the Isra Yichud. But chassakala, they want to do the escape room together. So, there's somebody who's watching the video. Whoever manages the escape room is watching on the video camera the whole time what's going on. But typically, it's not a yid. Typically, it's a guy. Escape rooms are typically run by a guy. Unless you have a Jewish escape room, it's going to be run by a guy. So that's not going to help. That's not a valid shomer. So one time, I got a phone call from a chassan. They took us car to Bellworks, home down in Jersey, and there's an escape room there. And, there's many, many Hamish Jewish offices over there. There's plenty of guy there. The escape room is managed by guy. It's run by guy. So he asked me to go to this car in the escape room. So I said, who's watching the video camera? He said, the person manages the escape room. He said, that's not good. A guy is not good for a shomer. He's like, what if I get one of the Jews who works in the office over here, do me a favor, come down for a few minutes, and watch us in the escape room, watch on the video. Spot check up us on the video. Tell the guy who manages the escape room, our friends can be watching us on the video. Can you come into the back of here and watch together with you as well? I told him, that's good. That's good shomer. So this guy had a solution. I can take his colleague, promised to take the escape room. He has a solution how to work it out. One more detail about the yichud I want to discuss over here. How long does the man and woman have to be together to have the Issur Yichud? So it's various shirim given. Mechitzlok has a chew about it, Mechitzlok from Shlaim. Different shirim, he seems to hold about 5 minutes amount of time. Reb Moshe writes, that's not an exact amount of time. Yichud is a practical Issur that might come to an Aver together. And therefore, Moshe says, depends. If they're very comfortable with each other, Liba Gaspel mentioned the previous shir, they're very comfortable with each other, it would be a shorter amount of time until it happened. So the shir Yichud will be shorter. If it's a longer amount of time, if they don't know each other so well, it'll be a longer amount of time. One man with two women, so Rav Moshe says, in order for there to be an issue with Yichud, it's only because both of them can potentially be part of the Avera, they're not embarrassed to each other. So it has to be more time. I don't know, not much double the amount of time, but it has to be a long time, not long time to be together with both. So Rav Moshe says, it really depends on the case. It's really what it is. There's a place to discuss an elevator, an office building. You can be together with a woman a long time in the elevator. It used to be the person, the man that managed the the elevator, now they have no one manages it, you press the button yourself. Well, if a man and a woman end up alone in the elevator. So if the elevator is liable to stop at any given floor, so then you're safe, because the shemra, anyone might pop in at any time. And there are issues with elevators that a tall office building, this elevator only starts, you get on by the lobby, and it only goes, stops from the 40th floor to the 80th floor. There's one elevator from 1 to 40, another one starts in the lobby, and it skips to 40, 40 to 80. This way, the people working on the higher floors shouldn't be stuck, waiting all the time for people coming in now. The elevator until 440. So now, until it got from 1 to 41 could be a long time. It might be enough for time to be an issue of yichud. Especially if a man and a woman work together, go in the elevator together, so like Ramesh says, they know each other, there's more of an issue of a gaspa, be shorter shir for yichud. So what's the halacha then? So you really have to measure the amount of time. Nowadays, not to the Gelamaisa, the elevators, the new office buildings are all built, express elevators. These elevators, they jump from 1 to 41 very fast. Not enough time to have an issue of a seyichud. So on a practical basis, elevators don't really come into play so much nowadays. Now there's a tshuva from Shlomo Zalman Orbach, printed on the Baal Haskama to Dvar Halacha. Shlomo Zalman writes, even if it's not going to be enough time to have this seyichud, but potentially it could be long enough, you can have this seyichud. That means even if they're not planning on being together for more than a few seconds, but if they turn around the side and stay together for longer, Shlomo Zalman says it's a problem of chatz yishir. Even something that says something is isser minyan kazayis of nevela treifa. You're not allowed to eat a chatz zayis, half a zayis either, but the raisa. Here also, even if not planning to meet together now for Thomas Yichud, but maybe it'll stretch out. Even if they're certain it won't stretch out longer, it's only going to be chatz yishir. You can have a chatz yishir in time also. Shlomo Zalman says, that's why he's of the opinion that it's also. If it's not possible for it to go for the full amount of time, like the elevator scenario where we know that people are going to be popping in the elevator, potentially joining them in the elevator, coming in and out of the elevator, for the amount of time, then it's fine. But potentially could go for long enough, even not planning to be for long enough, so that would be an issue according to Shlomo Zalman. Let's say the scenario we discussed before, in the office, if a man and a woman are alone in the office, the woman locks up in her room, the chazanish says that's okay. But what if she might have to go out to go to the bathroom? She's going to have to go out and go to the bathroom. She gets to the bathroom, she locks up in the bathroom, obviously. And she goes out and locks up in her cubicle. Well, it's in the hallway, it's only for a few seconds. But she could choose to stay in the hallway for longer, or go into the man's office. So Shlomo Zalman would say they have a problem chatz yishir at that point. Shmadag, the tshuva is the Moshe, it's not clear if Moshe is really agreeable to this, and therefore one can ask their own shiloh if they have this type of issue of chatz yishir by the Isra of Yichud.